From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Kerry to visit Britain in post-Brexit turmoil. Aftershocks from Britain's stunning decision to leave the European Union continued today as the country's politics and its relations with the world plunged into deeper uncertainty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Washington's top ally in a new era when Britain is less engaged with Europe. Foreign ministers of the European Union's six founding members, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response to the vote in Britain to leave the EU. While European integration has taken a blow, the EU's core members insist it will not be fatal. Frank-Walter Steimer is a German foreign minister. He speaks through an interpreter.
We want to have the opportunity now to take care of Europe and its future. That means, after the decision Great Britain made, negotiations on a British exit or Brexit should begin as soon as possible.
Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military operation to seize control, according to a senior Iraqi official. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab Al-Saadi said today Fallujah is now fully liberated after Iraqi forces took control of the Julian neighborhood, the last area of the city still held by IS. People have been pouring out of Fallujah in recent days as the fighting raged. Many of them were living in the open because refugee camps are full. From Washington, this is VOA News. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders, and wounded many more in days of ground and air raids near the border with Pakistan. The clashes in Nangarhar province's Khot district subsided today, but search and clearing operations are still underway, said regional civilian and security chiefs, confirming at least 12 Afghan security personnel were also killed, while another 18 were wounded. Authorities in Somalia say a terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 20 people were killed, including a government minister. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. Somalia's foreign minister says among the dead is the country's environment minister, Bure Mohammed Hamza. Tens of thousands of Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank have gone without water in recent weeks. Abdel Fattah Salim is one of them. He speaks through an interpreter.
We come here and then we have to carry the water on our shoulders for a long distance. Those who can't afford to pay for a car to drive them are in trouble. They only have their shoulders.
An Israeli spokesman says there is exactly the same amount of water on the Israeli side, but there is better management of the water. He said Palestinians are stealing water directly from the pipes. Residents in storm-battered rural West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods that killed at least 23 people and devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. Authorities are bracing for more fatalities as search teams fan out over the area. Tim Parsons, a West Virginia pastor, says what he and his church are trying to do for the thousands who have lost their homes.
All you can do is give people a hug, a shoulder to lean on, and some food in their belly and some things that they need for the moment and try to show them the love.
President Barack Obama declared that a major disaster exists in the state's hardest-hit areas, the southeastern counties of Greenbrier, Kanawha, and Nicholas. The White House said federal aid includes grants for temporary housing and home repairs, as well as low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses. The statement said additional money will be earmarked for aid to individuals and business owners hit by the disaster. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to travel today to Africa to advocate for girls' education. She will highlight one of her core initiatives, Let Girls Learn. Energy giant TransCanada is suing the United States for canceling the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. TransCanada says it is seeking $15 billion to recover costs and other losses. It announced its intention to sue in January, but said it wanted to give arbitration a chance first. The company says it was unable to reach an amicable settlement with the United States. TransCanada is suing under provisions in the North American Free Trade Agreement. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.